Friends, those who hated Jesus the Messiah sought to turn the crowds against him. They did not understand his parable about the shepherd of the sheep. They were blinded by religious self-righteousness and refused to believe what their own scriptures said about the Messiah. Jesus went on to explain his parable in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel. So Jesus again said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers." But the sheep did not listen to them. "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Twice in this passage, Jesus emphatically announced, "I am the door." Jesus emphasizes that he is the one and only door to the sheepfold. He alone is the entrance. There is no other way. The whole parable makes clear that Jesus alone has right to the sheep. He's also the one and only means for the sheep to enter the fold of faith. As the door, he has the full right and authority for entry and exit. That is why Jesus said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Friends, Jesus' concern and focus is on the sheep. He is the sheep's way to become part of the community of the saved. Through him alone there is salvation. Through him the sheep have access to the pasture. The sheep's nourishment is also in him. In him they experience the freedom to be in the world, protected from external dangers. Jesus says this in response to self-seeking and self-centered actions of religious leaders who claimed for themselves the privilege of power and authority over the community of faith. They had falsely acted as agents of God. When Jesus came, they saw him as a danger to their long-standing, unauthorized claim. That's why Jesus said to them, "All who came before me are thieves and robbers." Friends, in Jesus' time, the covenant community of faith was entrapped and enslaved. They were falsely claimed as the property of thieves and robbers who desired to continue depriving them of the rightful blessing through the promised liberating Messiah. Already Jesus had made this clear to those who showed superficial interest in following him, yet remained enslaved to dead religious and racist ethnic privileges. Friends, the evil one had entrapped them to cling to their sinful ways. We read Jesus' words in the 8th chapter of John's Gospel. "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Friends, Jesus asserted that as the door, he provides his sheep full liberty from slavery to sin. He took on himself the punishment they deserve for their sin. He is the true shepherd who gives his own life to liberate his people from the slavery, destruction, death brought by thieves and robbers. He announced, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Hallelujah.